Krishna says that I am the taste of water. So everyone has knowledge what is the taste of water. Why does he say he does not know Krishna? And Krishna says, I am the light of the sunshine. So who has not seen sunshine? So when you see sunshine, if you think it is Krishna, what is the division? There is no division. Rasuvam Arsutantaya Prabhati Sasi Surya. When you see Sarmulla,
it's very Asisara. That means we must, as you say, live and have our being in Krishna.
Yes, it is already. But you are called up.
Is it so easy?
What?
For that.
Why is it not easy?
To be able to live every branch of what is Papi Aya. I don't think Krishna causes interesting
issues. Yes, that's not enough. Even if you are Papi.
All right, but
don't you see the sunlight?
It's so easy to see.
Suppose you are passing. Do you think that you don't see the sunlight?
Yes, we do.
So if Krishna says this sunlight is my sun, what is the difficulty? Even if you are passing. If you say, I won't understand like that, there is another thing. If the statement is clear, even if you are passing, what is the difficulty to understand? And simply if you say, I won't understand like this, that is different.
No, no, no. So how do you explain to a Muslim?
No. Don't make me different. Yes. So try to understand. You have raised the right and understand. What is the difficulty to understand?
I mean, to be able to assimilate, to actually live it. Yeah.
Suppose this beautiful flower. So you are seeing this beautiful flower. So why do you not understand? The Krishna says like that. This is Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi Rapa Analo Balu Pang Buddhi Madhari Vata Dinnami Pukiti Asrata. These eight kinds of material elements, they are mind, energy. So you are sitting on the ground, Bhumi. So if you understand that this is one of the energy of Krishna, that's why the electric fan is running on. Everyone knows that there is electric energy. Similarly, if you see the ground, Bhumi, the expansion of Krishna's energy, so what is the difficulty? Bhumi, Abha, Anala, Bayu.
Very
easy to say, but it's difficult to do. I do not know what is the difficulty. Lala,
ये तो आप एक प्रकार के प्रश्न पूछ करके और आपसे कुछ सुनना चाहते हैं इसलिए मैंने भी तो कुछ ना कुछ तैयार
करनी है. It is very simple. You see, actually one who does not understand what is Krishna, but the neophyte. The question is there, that you understand Krishna like this. Because you are dealing with Bhumi, you are dealing with water, you are dealing with fire, you are dealing with air, you are dealing with sky, you are dealing with mind, you are dealing with intelligence, you are dealing with all these things. But Krishna says, they are display of my energy. And then again says, Aparayam, these energies are inferior. Itastu vidhine prakitim para. And there is another energy superior. What is that? Jiva Bhuta, the living entity. Mahabaho, Dairam, Hasati, Dava. So what is the difference? I didn't understand. It explains everything. In the Bhagavad Gita. Simply, we have to take it as it is.
Yes.
Krishna says, that I am this. And if you say no, Krishna is not like this, that is your verse. Krishna says I am this. If you want to understand, it's like if you want to understand me, I say that I am a sannyasi, I am a preacher. And if you say, no, you are not a preacher, then how you can understand? I am giving my identification, but I am this. So you have to understand it. You are writing also, understanding yourself. So why do you deny it when Krishna says that I am this? Oh, this is my image. What is the reason you deny? What is the reason?
Sir, nobody is denying. Only we are trying to comprehend, understand.
Yeah, there is no question of comprehension. When you see a spade, call it a spade. There is no question of comprehension. This is a fact, everyone knows. And I want to say, this is a fact. Everyone understands? But law of identification. Krishna is identifying himself. So this is my energy.
Let us understand you, first
of all. Well, I have no personal presentation. I am speaking only what Krishna, therefore you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as you. Here is the book, you see. This book, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, you are presenting, and the publisher is Macmillan Company, and every year they are printing at least 50,000 copies. This is by a fifth edition. They are printing this book since 1968. 68, 69, 70, 71. They are fifth edition. And people are reading it. Bhagavad Gita is a chief. However, we don't change. Krishna says, I am the Supreme. And yes, Hare Krishna, he said, Supreme. Even I do not understand what is Krishna. I am simply presenting what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta, Paradarang, Nanna, Kinti, Jasti, Dhananda. There is no superior element above me. So we say, oh, Krishna is the Supreme. There is no other Supreme thing. Krishna says, Manmana, Bhagavata, Bhakta, Madhyaji, Manhastu. We say that you always think of Krishna, you become a devotee of Krishna, you offer your respect to Krishna. So we are not idiots. Because we are presenting Krishna as he is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. That's right.
How do you feel more and more?
Is it the feeling you see, dear friend?
What's no feeling?
My feeling, I am very satisfied that Krishna is accepted by presenting as he is. I must be very satisfied. Because before me, who did not present Krishna as he is, there is not a single Krishna conscious person in the Western world. Now I have got thousands. So I cannot feel satisfied. Those misinterpreted Bhagavad Gita, this is that. You should not get even one Krishna conscious person. And by presenting Bhagavad Gita, they are selling 50,000 copies per month, and I am getting every year 1,000, 2,000 Krishna devotees. Why it is not practical?
In India?
In India, everyone is Krishna conscious. They are trying to forget Krishna
conscious.
Everyone is not answered. Who does not know Krishna?
Yes, sir, there is to be a ritual sentence.
No, by force you are trying to forget Krishna. That's
why. Sir, I beg your pardon, sir. We are very ritual
sentence.
Huh? And sir, everybody is Krishna from in India. Actually, I can say that we are trying to hold community here. We are very ritual. I want to involve other
people. But you have not had Krishna then?
No, you have not had Krishna. Then why you are not Krishna?
But he's trying to forget. by artificial means.
So you mean by
nature, every Indian born is the subconscious. But at the present moment, they are trying to forget. That is what going on.
But part of this was this part of his life.
Krishna, there is no path. Krishna is absolute.
But for me and for my child, Krishna still is that nice to be
with us. And for me, or for you, simply try to understand that there is a person, Krishna, that's all.
Krishna, now you right in understanding that by Krishna you mean some eternal principle, not a
person. Not principle, a person, like you, like me. Yes. Yes, sir, you are talking with me, I am talking with you, you are person, I am person, similarly Krishna is a person.
Person in the body sense of the word, or? Is on the Purusha?
No, he's Supreme Person.
Supreme.
Yes. Just like we are sitting here in Delhi city, now he is Lalaji, he's Supreme Personality. Mayor.
So we can see and feel the
discussion and also like... No, take for example. They say, India, the President is the Supreme Personality. The President is the Supreme Personality. You have to admit it. You may accept him or not, but officially you have to admit. So, in this whole creation, cosmic manifestation, there must be some Supreme Personality. That is it. But that is confirmed by Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita. Matta paratanam nanna kinti dasti dhananya. There is no superior personality than me. And we accept it. That is our Krishna. Oh, Krishna is the Supreme. So, our knowledge is very easy. We don't make any desire. And here is Krishna says that he is the Supreme Person. We accept it. That's all. It is very simple.
Can we see him just as we see Radha?
And why not? Why not?
These eyes
are... Yes, these eyes, simply you have to purify. Just like Lalaji, now he is known, yes, we can see, but he goes in the streets, nobody knows him. So in spite of seeing Lalaji, he cannot see. Is it not? Tell me this. One who does not know Lalaji on the street, then even Lalaji meets him, he does not see him. Why?
Question of eyes and no eyes.
Yes. Then he has to prepare his eyes to see Lalaji.
So how do we prepare our eyes?
That is it.
It is easy.
Suppose I say, he said that I have never seen Lalaji. If I say, here is Lalaji. And if he accepts, that is. That's all right. What is the reason? If you say, no, I cannot believe you, I don't think that he is Lalaji. Lalaji, when he is watching on the street, he must be in a very nice car. But if you put all these arguments, then it is very difficult for you. But if you believe me, that here is Lalaji. This matter is very simple.
The question is, faith versus...
It is not faith. It is not love and faith. Here is Lalaji. It is not faith. It is fact.
Because you have...
But you don't believe me.
Because you have not witnessed yourself.
It is not faith.
Oh, yes, sir.
But if you believe me, then it's all. If you don't believe me, then it's even.
Yes, sir. If everybody, without all respect, I'm not saying, suppose somebody were to tell me, and then come and believe, then.
No. That also, you have to see whether this person is worthy of belief.
But if the Guru is right.
Yes. Guru cannot be any ordinary man.
That's what I say.
That Guru cannot be. The Guru's designation is there in the Veda. That Tasmat Guru Prabhupada Vita Jigyasu Se Uttama. Anyone Who is inquisitive or understand? Suppose if you are inquisitive to understand really what is Jalaj, then you must approach to a person who knows Jalaj. And then you will understand Jalaj. But if you approach somebody who does not know Jalaj, then he will give you this impulse. The Guru is that who knows Krishna. Otherwise, he is not able to understand what is Krishna. That Krishna also believes in, you can find out. Because Krishna says, Krishna teaches Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, direct. Now, if you believe Arjuna, then you understand Krishna. Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And why Arjuna was taught, that is also said by Krishna. That, bhaktosi, priyosi. Because you are my devotee. Krishna did not go to teach Bhagavad Gita to a Vedantist. He went to teach to Arjuna. You are the family man. You are the soldier. But why you are selected? Krishna says, bhaktosi. So, if you approach a Krishna bhakta, like all those, then you will understand Krishna. Otherwise, they are understanding Krishna through me, not before me. But if they were some of them, something, some of them, something, they may be very big scholars. But they do not know what is Krishna.
So,
but this
being
done, yes. Yes. Brahmanistam, Srutiyam Brahmanistam, Tadvijyanatham Sagurumeva Avyachet. Avyachet means must. You must find out a guru who knows Krishna. Otherwise, there is no possibility.
So, sir, for
we
who are mortals, very difficult to immediately, you see,
it is not in the subject matter to understand anything. It is not subject matter to understand anything. It is a path. It is a path. Jnanam, sorry, jnanam. So you cannot understand a science in 5 minutes. That's not possible.
No, we have just come to understand you.
If you kindly accept what I say, then it is possible. If you are simply what I say, if you have faith in me, and if what I say you believe, then you can understand. Otherwise it is not possible.
Can there be
an existence without the faith? No, faith is the beginning. But if you don't increase that faith scientifically, then that faith is not.
I'm saying that without faith, there cannot be existence.
That I say, faith is the beginning. Faith is the beginning.
Because I take the word of my father or my mother that he is my father.
Yes.
I can't prove it. Nobody can prove
yes.
it that he is my
yes.
father.
That is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
That is the beginning. Adul Sajja. That is stated in the Sajja. Adul Sajja. Faith. Then, if you have got Sajja, then Adul Sajja suppose Sadhu Sangha. Suppose if you are very much anxious, you have got faith to understand Krishna. Then next step is to associate with persons who know Krishna. Just like you are doing some business. So, you have to enter into some association, business, to understand the business further. Similarly, if you have faith in Krishna, then you have to understand it through the association of devotees. Sadhu, sadhya, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Atau bhajana kriya. Then as soon as you accepted these boys, they came to me after association. They wanted to be initiated. silently drink it. Then it's called bhajana kriya. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sanga atava bhajana kriya. And if you are performing bhajana kriya nicely, then anakhalili tishya, then all misgivings is worse.
Anatta-vishya.
Anatta-vishya. Anatta-vishya. Anatta-vishya. Then nobody will question all questions. Whether anatta or doubts gone, then nishtha. Shanti. Then shanti. Nishtha. Then chase. Whenever there is Krishna topic, immediately goes. Tato-nishtha-tato-ruchi. Tathāsaste. Then at that point. Maya-sapta-manā-sātho-jūvaṁ-jinyan-madāsaya. That is Krishna says, Maya-sapta. We have to increase our asaste attachment for Krishna by this verse. Tatha sakti tatha bhavo. Then you see Krishna everywhere. That is Krishna
prayer. That is
the religion. Not that. That's but one. The last thing is, he cannot live without Krishna.
What is it called in sakti?
That is called personal bhava, then prema. Prema. Krishna prayer. That is our highest perfection. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, that I have seen everything taken without Krishna. Sunnāyitaṁ jagat-sarvaṁ gūvinda-bhidāyaṁ. That is the last stage of perfection. You become mad of Mahatma Krishna. But that will take time. This is the process. But faith is the beginning. Yes. And that faith is also explained by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha sabde viśvā suvira niśvā. Faith means such faith, the firm faith, suvira, niśvā, certain. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma. This is faith. That's the Krishna says that sarva dharmān paritrajya mām ekam saranam. So faith means to believe in the word of Krishna. That by surrendering to Krishna I get everything. Now, this is my success. That is called faith. Krishna says, Sarva-dharmān paritrajya, mām ekam saranam. If I say as to you, that you do everything, come with me. Unless you have got all faith, how can you do it? That is faith. That faith has to be increased, and then it will reach to the stage of love.
Sir, just now we are coming from the press conference of another saint. He said, his slogan is, give me love, I will give you peace. He wants immediate this thing. No, in your case, the prayer comes along. He says, give me love, I give you peace. Shanti. Prayer go, Shanti go. Isn't it? Right?
I think blackout is over.
Good afternoon. The room will be all right.
I'll take
Sir, this is a real presence of the reality here. We are being threatened. This silence is a very ugly reality before us.
We are already in Amelia with the olives. 24 hours. Suppose there is no blackout. Still, if you go on the street, is there guarantee that you will go home? Is that there a guarantee?
No.
But you are always in aggregate. Why do you say this blackout? This is one of the features of the aggregate. That's all.
Huh?
You are all. You do not realize that you are 24 hours in aggregate. Attended. Padam, padam is adhubi padam. Every step danger. We are taking this.
I know, sir, but this is collective, national danger. Have you anything to offer to us?
This is the answer, sir. There are only many remedies. This is the answer. To take to this, there is the answer.
Yes, sir. I think somebody should go to Yaya Khan also.
What benefit is that by going to Yaya Khan?
But he's going to be, supposing somebody is out to kill me, let's kill him, if you can't kill him.
But suppose the Yaya Khan does not kill you, will you be safe?
No, no, sir, I can see.
Then what is the use of going to Yaya Khan?
Let me.
You'll die today or tomorrow. That's all. If you want to save yourself, then go to Krishna. That is our purpose.
How can you see?
Even if you go out to Yaya Khan, it does not pass. You mean to say they will live forever?
No, no, sir.
What is the use of flattering Yaya Khan? Just flatter Krishna so that you may perpetually be self. Why don't you take that?
No, right. I was only thinking in terms of collective security, not I see the
point. You should know that you are always in danger.
Yes, sir, we are good. The great Einstein said the same thing when he was lecturing. He said,
that is our position.
Anytime fall from here.
And Krishna says, I will save you. That's why we let us go to Krishna. Why Yaya Khan?
The same thing, because he is disturbing that
thing. And also disturbing, your mind is also disturbing always. That is always with you. Your body is always with you. Are you not suffering from bodily pains? Oh, I'll sit with that. And why don't you go to the other hand to cure your sit with that? So why don't you? So you are already in danger. Why don't you realize that point?
Therefore,
these are symptoms. It's like one man is disease. And he's saying, sit with that, part with that. I don't know. But the real thing is his disease. These are symptoms. So, people are trying to cure that one. We are giving the supreme cure. That is the difference. No patchwork. No patchwork disease cure in the country. Complete cure. जन्मतन्म मति त्वं जो जानाति तत्तत तत्ता देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति लेट्स सी दैट यू वांट नो मोर रिपीटेशन ऑफ दैट कंटेंट मामेति दैट इज इट बेनिफिट ऑफ कृष्ण जगत्यान निवर्तन्ते तद्धामं परमम् If you go to Krishna, then you don't come back again.
Sir, mine was a very hypothetical question. Supposing 100 pure, saintly, Krishna conscious people are meditating or discussing or discussing together, and there comes somebody, some dushta, who drops their bomb. And at the end of all,
those who are Krishna Mantra, they are not afraid of bomb. They are not afraid of bomb.
How to face such people?
We are not. They receive bomb. And it is Krishna's desire. A bomb has come.
And you say,
if you stop all such person, he is never afraid of anything. Vayam Vidya Vina Vyusatatya, one who has conception of anything other than Krishna, he is ready. One who knows everything is Krishna, why he should be afraid? If bomb is coming, he will see Krishna is coming. Yes, that is the vision of the devotee. So, these things, Krishna wants to kill me as bomb. Oh, that's all right. I will kill. That is his answer.
He did not fight.
Huh?
He did not fight.
But he'll fight. He'll fight by the direction of Krishna. He's not afraid of fighting. But he'll fight on the direction of Krishna.
And that's he has put the real question which I was fumbling to ask. So,
no, Krishna fought, Krishna.
In the Krishna conscious field, there is also active struggle. And
oh, yes, that is. Yata kuru karma tam karma jayo jatarma. In its sitting idly, if you act badly, that is good.
Yes.
That is Krishna advice. Krishna does not say it is idle. Neither Arjuna was advised like that. Rather, Arjuna wanted to be non violent, sit idle. Krishna never did so. Krishna said, oh, you are fine, you are khatriya, it is your duty. And in order to raise him to that fighting position, this position, he taught in Bhagavad Gita. So, you don't think that Krishna bhaktas are idle, sitting on. No. That is mistaken idea. Krishna bhakta can do anything under the direction of Krishna.
They are not as finished.
No.
That is Maharaj. He is born here, I think that we have faith. Our battery is gone out.
Swami, you can pass out your battery with charge.
That your Vaishnavism has seen India. And why? That Vaishnava means inactive. They say simply chant Hare Krishna and do nothing. And you have not seen a Vaishnava. I told him.
Pardon?
I told him that you have not seen a Vaishnava. In India, there are two major wars. Ram Ravan Yudha and Kurukshetra Yudha. And there the hero is a Vaishnava. Arjuna and Hanuman. Therefore I told him that you have not seen a Vaishnava.
Do you have permission?
May
I ask any question? Completely do we offer any solution for social economic problems that people
can? Yes. Provided you become Krishna conscious, everything will be solved.
Yeah. Will it come by self or will it come through you?
Immediately. Immediately.
Okay.
Huh? That you have to take it.
But it completely needs to
come in. That's why Krishna says, Jatut Varnang Maya System Guna Parma Vibhav. These four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, it is created by me. But you are trying to kill it. Why? If you try to kill Krishna's program, then how will you be happy? There is no question of repentance. It is creation, it is there. You are created from Congress caste, Congress caste. Caste is already there. In a different way. How you can make caste less? That is not possible. The whole world, I am American, I am Indian, this is caste, bigger caste. Jashtaka buddhi punam. So long you'll be under the concept of this body, there must be caste division. So we have to come to the Krishna consciousness, then there will be no caste. Just like these boys, Americans, Europeans, Africans, Canadians, they are no caste, they are no nationals, they are simply for Krishna. That is caste. Krishna consciousness means Brahmani. Brahma Janati is Brahmana.
Not by birth.
They are Brahmani, it's by quality. They are Godhead extra. That is also there in the Shastra. Just like he does the Phanam Shas, Varna Vibhanyam. Varna. Varna Vibhanyam, there are symptoms. The Brahmins has this. Sattva Sama Dhamma Tuti Khayajava Jnanam Vijnanam Ashritam Brahma Karma Svabhajam. This is the symptom of Brahmin. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. If you find these symptoms anywhere, he is a Brahmin.
Prasad, those who believe in Bhagavad Gita, not your sister. They don't believe in them. They believe in caste system.
He does not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
All the author of
I say he does not know what is Bhagavad Gita. If he believes in that way, that he does not know Bhagavad Gita.
That is all Hinduism.
Maybe you are Hinduism, you pick up your Hinduism, but to be your creation, you are a follower to us.
What Lord Krishna has stated, sir, that I have created these four castes of us.
Yes.
And I, as myself, just if not somebody told me, just my feet.
No, God, no, you have it. Not by birth. Krishna never said.
But
it's
not the caste.
No, no. These four castes, not caste, we say caste. That is, Varna called. Varna. Anyway, it is division. The division, Vibhava, the exact word is division, and not caste. Or you can say caste, it is not different. Division, these four divisions are there. So, these divisions are not made by God. Just like if you are a lawyer. So, in the society there are lawyers, engineers, medical men, they are divisions. But these lawyers, medical men or engineers, they are not born as engineers or as lawyers. That is mistake. Anyone who is qualified by the legal knowledge, he is a lawyer. Not by birth. Suppose the lawyer comes, a big, big lawyer, does he mean that he is lawyer? Why do you call Hindus? We are not preaching Hindus. We are preaching Krishna
consciousness.
I said
the
social. That is, that you satisfy into a certain time. That is, it is a broad Krishna consciousness. It is broader than any sister. Krishna consciousness. We are not preaching, we don't go to preach that we are preaching Hindus. But because those who are accepting this Krishna consciousness, mostly they are Hindus, so you can call it like Hindus. But this is not Hindus.
Well, you're again
very delusional. Yes, it is a
delusional.
Not
delusional,
it's not
working. I don't know how far
Lalaji will go with you. Lalaji already with me.
I am happy to come to me.
give them the
Radha.
My message is to take. Bhagavad Gita as it is, seriously, will be heard. Take it as it is. Don't try to interpret foolishly. That is my message. So long they are simply foolishly interpreted. Therefore they did not get any benefit. But if you take as it is, you get benefit.
Sir, what are we to do?
There is Therefore, I say I don't start trying. I have a name.
Who
are names?
Who is Bhashya?
There is no question of Bhashya. I say, take it as it is. It's not saying, I am the Supreme. It is. Why Bhashya? Why Bhashya? Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said dharma khetre, kuru khetre. Kuru khetre is still there. You know, there is a station. Why do you get such in the center? What is the use of interpreting kuru khetre as the fact? There is a certain one that's there. Yes, yes.
Being
allowed in. Why not help? We are not afraid of anybody. They may have, but the public is not there. Public is
different.
How can I get a visa? How can I enter? There one Russian professor invited.
And so they say yes. Sir, did you give me some...
Professor Potofsky,
Yes,
you know his name?
Yes.
He not invited me officially, but he, we had correspondence, he said, family should come this time. I said, I'm very glad.
Thank you. So, you went
there? Yes. That's why I got the visa. My conclusion was that your communistic idea has not very much improved from our idea. Because you cannot do without surrendering. Our Krishna philosophy is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Sarvadharmaan Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. So your surrendering process is there. You have not improved. You say, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness is not good, but you have not improved. Because in Isra Krishna, you are surrendered to learning. That's all. So you have the surrender in any first world time. You become communist, or this is that, you have the surrender.
And you will go to China and you
say, this is the path.
Right.
You have to surrender to your senses, that's all. And we are simply recommending surrender to Krishna. That's all. By surrendering to senses, you are not happy. But if you surrender to Krishna, you will be happy. Your surrender is there always. You cannot say that I don't surrender to anyone. That is not.
This should be right, sir.
Because you are it is better to surrender and be peaceful.
Thank you.
they are here, that is not there. No, that hand that will not touch the hand. The intelligent person will see that he has to surrender. Why not Krishna? Why surrender to some police? Let me surrender to Krishna. If my business is to surrender, I cannot do without surrender. That is intelligent. That Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavan Man Prabhattati Vasudhi Vitasamiti Samahat Mahasudullah. Therefore, we surrender to Krishna, he is Mahatma. He is very dear Mahatma. Sudullah. So anyone who has surrendered to Krishna, they are Mahatma. They are not ordinary. Samahatma Sudullah. We have to turn. That's a fact. But we refuse to turn at the Krishna. That is what he needs. He is not free. That's like in a state, just like in Mahatma Gandhi's time, so many started civil disobedience. But the government brought them all into prison and they obliged them to obey. Similarly, our position is that